Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Hello to all of you fellow foodies out there in Radio Land. Grab your stretchy pants, pop an antacid, and enjoy a 27-minute buffet for your ears.
Yum.
I love bocce ball. Bocce ball keeps me enthralled. Throw Felina and watch it go. Where it stopped, nobody knows.
And this segment is Biaggi Ball.
Biaggi Ball.
Biaggi Ball. Oh. So you got an idea of where we've gone.
Mm-hmm. You may only think of the dining duo as charming, witty, and knowledgeable restaurant critics.
Yeah.
Which we are.
We are. We're just adorable, too.
Oh, that, too.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And cute.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
At least one of us is.
And well, who's that?
Me, of course.
You bald-headed old man.
While this is absolutely true, it is not the only avocation that we have.
It's not?
We are like Renaissance people. We have a lot of things going on.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
We do. I'm never around.
We are also bocce ball athletes.
We are. Yes. You are this year.
Yes.
I've been for 9 years.
Every Friday morning, we psych ourselves up, jump into the mini-mobile, and head out to do battle at the bocce courts.
We do battle.
Ooh.
I'm competitive.
Yeah, well, this is the first year that I've done it.
Yep.
So, you lucky woman.
I know, aren't I lucky.
And rumor has it that there was actually a pool circulating amongst the bocce ball players to guess how many games it would take before we killed each other.
Mm-hmm. Look. Bocce ball is now officially over.
Yes, it is.
And we're still
alive. We survived it.
Wow.
And I found this hard to believe since, Nancy, you are such a calm, understanding, non-competitive person.
I know.
I don't know what they were talking about.
I don't understand it neither. Why would they say something like that?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I'm really tolerable. Sympathetic with your poor bocce ball. I mean, I love you dearly, but you always want to stay on one end of the court
here we go, and
go over and across, and it always goes into the side of the other one. And it's like, how come you do that?
What'd you throw like that for, you moron?
Exactly. That's what I said.
But we have a lot of fun together, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm. We digress.
We do. Due to the physical demands of two grueling hours of such rigorous sport, we and our fellow combatants develop quite an appetite.
We do.
We do. In keeping with the ethnic tradition of bocce ball, what better place for us and our friends to satisfy our hunger than Biaggi's Ristorante Italiano in Algonquin?
Fish, when you speak French, you drive me wild.
No, I spoke Italian, you dummy.
Close enough.
We assume that most of our readers have been to Biaggi's for dinner one time or another, since Biaggi's is well-known.
It's been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's well-known.
And we're going to review this restaurant for lunch. Since you may not know, they offer quite a few lunchtime specials that were really yummy in the tummy.
Well, just to recap a little bit, if you are new to the area and unfamiliar with Biaggi's, the decor is that of a subtle, upscale Italian restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And it is handicap accessible.
You betcha.
While we were looking over the menu, we were stuffing our athletic, drained faces.
Yeah.
Is there such a thing?
I don't know.
Oh, well.
But that's what it was.
With Italian and focaccia breads that we dipped in our olive oil and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
I love their focaccia bread. It is so good there.
Our table went through two baskets of bread since bocce ball is so physically taxing. we were spent.
Someone had a free coupon for a free appetizer.
You got to have that.
Yeah. The general consensus was to try the stuffed mushrooms for $9.99. This was 8 huge mushrooms stuffed with Italian sausage, spinach, garlic, and served in a white wine butter sauce. Jim was in heaven. He said the Italian sausage made them exceptional. I passed on this one since I love fun guys, but I don't like fungi.
You never get tired of that joke, do you?
I don't. No, and I never get tired of not eating mushrooms. You guys are all saying, try it. They're really good. No, I can't take the consistency. I can't take the taste. I don't like them.
Well, these were exceptionally good because of the sausage. Because normally they just put like a breadcrumb, butter, who knows what mixture in there. This one had sausage.
Oh, and that's perfect for Italian.
Sausage was really good. Well, Nancy wanted to try the signature half pasta and half salad lunch combination for $11.99.
I did.
She chose a Caesar salad, which was romaine lettuce, house-made croutons, shaved Parmesan cheese with a Caesar dressing.
Mm-hmm.
She decided on the baked ziti al forno, which was shrimp, grilled chicken, caramelized onions, crispy pancetta, an Italian cheese blend with a lobster cream sauce. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, wow. It was really good.
Wow. What arrived was a nice-sized salad and a bowl of pasta that you said was excelente mundo.
I did. It was like,
I didn't realize
yum,
that.
Yum, yum, yum.
I didn't realize they had all that stuff in there.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was good.
You got shrimp, you got lobster sauce. You got
chicken.
Wow.
Onions. And crispy pancetta. Jim just, now my mouth's watering. See, we shouldn't be, I hate that. I have a taste for Italian again.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Jim decided on the classic half pasta and half salad lunch combination for $10.99. He was having salad today without me bugging him. Yeah. I mean, you would go with soup normally.
I know. No, wow. I am.
You ate your greens.
Yes, I am on a health kick.
No, you're not. You just had a taste for salad, you said to me.
Well, it was a very short health kick. I'm over it now.
Okay.
But that day I was on a health kick.
Well, since you're having greens and you ate it all, then you can have dessert later.
See, well, that was enough. That was my health kick. That salad right there.
Okay.
That was it.
All right. He had the Mediterranean salad, which was mixed greens, cucumbers, cherry tomatoes, capers, red onions, kalamata olives, and feta cheese with a red wine vinaigrette. For his pasta, he chose the spaghetti and meatballs with marinara sauce, basil, Parmigiano Reggiano.
Fish, when you speak French, you drive me wild.
And it's not French, you moron. It's Italian.
It's all a romance language, dear.
Oh, okay. So is this, moron. His was served exactly like mine, and he said it was delicious. It was a deal since it filled even Jim up. I was surprised because that's just lunch.
Yeah,
special.
I was surprised. For a little lunch special, it was really good.
And it filled you up.
It filled me up. I was sad. Well, you know what it was? It was that big salad.
Oh, I think it was the two baskets of bread that our table went through.
Possibly. But you see, my system is not used to salads.
Oh, is that it?
So it just threw my whole insides into a tailspin.
Gotcha.
Didn't know what to do. Nope.
Mm-mm. So you know Jim won't pass up dessert. And he had to try the bomboloni.
Fish, when you speak French, you drive me wild.
Go ahead.
For $7.99. Now, I said it right, didn't I? Bomboloni?
Well, it could have been a bomboloni.
Okay. Sounds like bologna.
Didn't taste like bologna.
Okay. This was warm Italian donuts coated with cinnamon sugar, drizzled with caramel sauce, and served with vanilla bean gelato.
I just want to go out and get some of those right now.
Oh, my God.
Really? They were so good.
They were so good. I sweet talked the waiter into substituting spumoni ice cream for the vanilla bean gelato. This dessert turned out to be several Italian donuts, similar to like a French toast.
It wasn't round like a donut. It was like little triangles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was more like French toast, actually.
It was crunchy on the outside and soft on the inside.
And it was warm with the spoon. Oh.
They were unbelievably delicious. Jim is drooling right now. Clean up in Studio A.
I really want some of those now. I've got such a taste for those. Do they deliver?
No. And I even enjoyed dessert today myself. I enjoyed those because I wanted the spumoni ice cream because it was awesome with the donuts.
Oh, sure. Now you want dessert.
Well, that was good.
But like you always do, let's see what the big guy over here gets. If it's good, I'll eat it.
well, I don't like dessert that much, so I just take a little bit usually.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
In conclusion, Biaggi's offers a surprising group of lunch specials.
I know.
I wouldn't think of that place for lunch.
I wouldn't think so neither.
They are clearly not just for dinner. We had a great time with our 8 friends, laughing, noshing, and good food. Manja.
So the price for our bocce ball after party was $39.81. Remember, the mushroom appetizer was free.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
So, my love, what's your take on this restaurant?
You want to know how I'm doing?
Not really, but I have to know because this is part of the show.
Well, these were unexpectedly great entrees at a very good price.
They were.
And the bomboloni. Oh, man.
No bologna. That bomboloni was good.
If there's anyone listening from Biaggi's right now, just deliver. Right in Dyke Park. What's your take, Toots?
The spumoni should be the default choice for the bomboloni.
It should.
It should be spumoni, bomboloni. It all goes together.
Tish, when you speak French, you drive me wild.
Oh, this is what I'm going to have today?
Pretty much.
I'm getting very irritated, my love.
Should I get the Godzilla button and push it?
No. And they went very well together, too, I think.
I don't know why they just didn't put spumoni together with a bomboloni.
I don't know. Because I think vanilla is just because it's so bland and boring. It goes with anything. So they didn't want to, you know, upset the apple cart with putting, you know, something with cinnamon sugar and spumoni. But it was good together.
Well, no, because I do like vanilla ice cream.
I really know you do. Because you're boring.
But when you have the oni foods, like bomboloni, rigatoni.
Spumoni. You got to have the E, ravioli.
That too, yeah. You got to have gotta keep the onis together.
You got to. So
why don't you give them the particulars, Pimpsy?
Okay. Biaggi's Ristorante Italiano, 1524 South Randall Road, Algonquin, 60102. Phone number is 847-658-5040. Directions? You should know it, but I'll tell you anyway. Directions. Take Route 47 North to Algonquin Road East to Randall Road South to restaurant. Estimated travel time, 21 minutes.
For those of you who just tuned in to this radio extravaganza, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP.
We put you in WHRU.
Isn't you last in WHRU?
Yes, and we're not going to say we
I
put
didn't say
you
it.
Last.
I'm just asking a question. I didn't say anything. Yeah. I'm just asking.
So, my love. Did we get any letters this week?
You pretty well know we did.
Yeah, I know.
Because if not, we'd make one up.
No, we wouldn't.
Hey, here's a little letter. I've been waiting for this.
See, we got a letter.
I know
and
we
he
did.
Was, he was waiting for it.
I know.
And we got a letter from Karen, and she told us about Sapporo Tanoshi.
Tanoshi. That's how you say, yeah.
Sapporo Tanoshi.
In Algonquin.
Mushy. In Algonquin.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new place. It's on the west side of Algonquin. No, east side of Algonquin. I'm sorry.
It took the place of Famous Dave's.
Yes, it did. And we got to check that place out. I know they have hibachi, I think, and sushi.
And
all those ushi ishis.
And they should keep all the ushi ishis together.
They could. And the name is Tanoshi, but we're going to check that out. Sapporo Tanoshi. Our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
Good morning, class.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That hurts the ears.
Yes, it does. Anyway, we're having a new segment. In honor that school is starting, and we have our little school marm, Grandma Nancy. She's a little schoolgirl outfit.
Can't I be the teacher?
No.
Okay.
And you're going to save the moms out there a lot of work.
I hope.
Yes, there's all these handy little tips on how to keep your little darlings happy and healthy. Okay.
Now it's my turn to talk. You've done enough. School is back in session, and here are a few lunchbox ideas to help make your mornings go smoothly and your kids' lunchtime enjoyable. Do you have leftover hot dog buns?
Yes, I do. Do you?
No, I don't. Oh. Would you shut up?
Shut up!
This is my episode. Slather them on both sides with peanut butter.
Okay, got that.
Then give your kids a banana so that when they get to school at lunchtime, they can peel that banana and then they can put it between the buns.
Oh.
And you'll have a peanut butter and banana sandwich.
So,
and that is very nutritious and very filling.
Sure, just ask Elvis.
What, the fat Elvis at the end?
Yeah, he was in those white jumpsuits.
I know.
Like
a, be quiet. I loved Elvis. Oh, don't make fun of him.
But that's actually a good idea.
Isn't that a good idea? Because usually it depends on, like, we have hot dog buns sometimes left over.
It's like a banana weenie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Use a thermos for holding a hot dog on a bun, chicken nuggets, taquitos, pizza bites, ravioli, or soup. Just put hot water in the thermos first to warm it up, and then pour out the water, dry off the thermos, and then put the food in, and voila, your lunch is done.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Keeps it nice and warm.
Nice and warm. Oh. And then kids can have hot dog on a bun. They can have chicken nuggets like our grandson. I don't know how he's getting through school for lunches now because he's that chicken nugget kid. He has to have those dino nuggets, you know. The next one is juice boxes.
Okay.
Freeze them or individual applesauce or fruit cups. And they can serve two purposes. One, as an ice pack for the lunch. And then when they thaw, which they will by the time the kids' lunchtime comes, their drink or fruit is cool and ready for them.
Oh, that's a good idea. So it's like those little things you throw in a freezer and throw it in a cooler.
Instead of carrying that, yeah.
That is ingenious.
Because why carry those heavy things that, you know, you got to carry them home again, too.
That's right.
When you can just throw in because you're carrying it anyway. The juice boxes, the applesauce, fruit cups.
Boy, you're going to save moms out there everywhere a ton of time.
I hope they write to me and tell me how much time they save.
I hope they do, too.
Mom. Me, too.
Mm-hmm.
Then, to keep your chips, it doesn't matter what kind, potato chips, your nacho chips, whatever, from breaking up, put them in a Ziploc baggie. Zip it up about 3/4 of the way, put a straw in it, and blow some air in it. And then zip it closed real fast after you take the straw out.
Uh-huh.
The air will act as a cushion and keep the chips from breaking up.
You know, that's what they do when you buy regular bags of potato chips.
Because they're full of air.
They're air or something like that, nitrogen or hydrogen or something. Then you open them up and there's nothing in there.
I know. Half a bag is gone.
Yeah, but they're not broken up.
Well,
And then what's even better, your kid will think he's getting this huge bag of potato chips, and then he opens it up, nothing there.
Just like we do when we see our bags when we buy them.
Very good, very good.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. If you have a lunchbox with sections, you can use cupcake wrappers to help arrange snacks in there.
Especially if there's cupcakes.
Yeah, true. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have to just comment on everything?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to have a problem here because I've got a few more. To keep you from losing your mind in the morning, which I used to do.
Well, that ship has sailed a long time ago, hasn't it?
It did.
That's long gone.
Why not make some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and freeze them for when you are in a hurry?
You can freeze peanut butter and jelly?
I didn't know that. If I knew that, I would have been doing that when my kids were in school.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
See, this is what you learn on Huntley Community Radio.
I know.
All these helpful hints.
It's helpful.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this is something that's going to help even when you freeze them.
Okay.
To prevent soggy bread when making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, I hate that because the jelly always goes through the
squishing
bread.
And you see the
gets
purple.
On your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Spread peanut butter on both pieces of the bread. Okay.
Oh.
And then put the jelly on one slice and slap it together. And the jelly won't touch the bread and make it soggy.
You know, seriously, that is so simple.
And who? I mean, I didn't even think of it.
Oh.
I was making you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for work one time because we ran out of lunch meat, and you had
that
soggy.
Something. That is such a good idea.
I know.
Wow.
Now, the same thing goes with your mustard, ketchup, or mayo on a sandwich. You can smear the bread with a thin layer of butter. Both, you know, whatever side you're going to put the, you know, you can do both sides, but usually you only put mustard on one side or mayo or whatever before spreading the mustard, ketchup, or mayo on the bread. And that gives the bread a barrier from the moist condiments.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So when I make a sandwich, I can use more butter and you won't yell at me.
No, I said a thin layer of butter.
Well, that's the subjective part.
Yeah, well, you eat butter with a little bit of bread.
Okay.
Want lettuce on your sandwich, but it seems to get the bread all soggy?
We seem to be on a soggy bread kick.
Well, yeah, because this is the,
That's a major problem nowadays. Well, soggy bread, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. So just put the lettuce between the lunch meat and the cheese, or just the lunch meat if you don't want cheese. So it's not touching the bread. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
See, I disagree with that, though.
Why?
Because sandwiches have to be made a certain way.
I know, yours does. But not the everybody is
butter
so
goes on
anal
the bottom,
like you.
Butter goes on the bottom, then goes the ham or the salami, then goes the lettuce and tomato, and then the bread. You cannot deviate from that.
I always made your sandwich with the butter on the top.
And I suffered in silence.
You just turn it over, you moron. Jeez. Okay. You know how apples get brown after slicing?
That is an earth-shaking problem.
And lemon juice changes the taste of the apple.
Yes, it does.
I don't like it so much. I don't know about you guys, but why not try slicing your apple, then putting it back together with a rubber band so no apple flesh is exposed, and then to ensure no browning, wrap it up in saran wrap, and your troubles will be over.
That's a lot of work to do for an apple.
Do you want a brown apple, or do you want an apple with lemony stuff on it?
Tell the kids, suck it up, juniors, eat it.
Just bite into it. I always usually get a whole apple. Mm. Okay.
Yeah, give the kid a whole apple.
I know.
Because they don't want to eat the skin or anything like that.
No, they do. How else are they going to eat an apple?
I don't know. I'm a bitter old man. I don't know.
Your kids don't like crust on their bread?
See, don't even get me started with that. What's wrong with crust?
You're a crusty old man.
I am a bitter old man.
No problem. Pampered Chef's cut and seal 3.5-inch medium stainless steel cutter is easy to use. It cuts the crust and it seals the edges of your sandwich so nothing oozes out.
You were showing this to me.
I was.
And it's really cool. It turns a sandwich into like this big giant pierogi.
Yeah.
That's what it
Prims
looks like.
The edges all around. It's awesome. That's what I was asking, if we can make a whole big piece of dough, put our sauerkraut all in onions, you know, and dab them in, and then just use that thing to crunch them up.
Spoiled little darlings. Suck it up, kids.
Well, I want it for my pierogies. When we have our
I thought we'd have a big, giant pierogi. That's wrong.
Okay. You know, Lunchables are expensive.
No, I don't.
They are. You didn't go to the grocery store forever. Okay. And if your child loves them, why not make your own? It's easy. Fit and Fresh Kids is Healthy 14-piece lunch set with removable ice packs is the way to go.
Oh, no, that seems like a good idea.
You can prepare the refrigerated portion the night before and then the snack portion before they leave for school. How easy to use cookie cutters to entice the kids to eat their lunch. Turkey, salami, ham, pepperoni, bologna, cheese. It's endless. Then veggies like carrot sticks, ants on a log.
Ooh, I used to love
you
that.
Remember celery stuffed with peanut butter and raisins on top?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The ants are the raisins. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I always said, no, I don't want ants on a log. I don't want ants on my food. I never knew that it was raisins. Oh, well. Then cheese and crackers, maybe. You can control their diet and make it enjoyable for them to eat. It's easy. Simple. The fresh Fit and Fresh Kids Healthy 14-piece lunch set can be bought. I think it's on Amazon.
Okay.
Check on in the internet.
Just Google it, people.
But I'm sure at any grocery store you can find, you know, the section plates, containers. And it's really nice because you don't have to worry about eating Lunchables and they're expensive. And you can put more healthier stuff in it.
And it'd probably take 2 days before the kid loses that.
Well, maybe. Well, I hope I made your life a little bit easier.
Yes, you did. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Class? Class?
Wake up!
let go of the can, man.
Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on a wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aw, well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
Hey, hey Mambo, Mambo Italiano, hey, hey Mambo, Mambo Italiano, go, go, go. You mixed up a Siciliano, all you Calabrese do the Mambo like a crazy with a hey Mambo. You don't want a Tarantella, hey, hey Mambo, no more mozzarella, hey Mambo. Mambo Italiano, try an angelada with the fish baccalà, and then hey Goomba, my lover, how you dance the rumba. But take some advice, paisano, learn how to mambo. If you're gonna be a square, you ain't gonna go nowhere. Hey Mambo, Mambo Italiano, hey Mambo, Mambo Italiano, go go Joe. Shake it like a Giovanna, hello, kiss a DJ. You get happy in the pizza when you mambo Italiano. Hey, Chadrus, you don't have to go to the school. Choose to make it with a beat the bambino. It's like a bean. Kid, you good looking, but you don't know what you're cooking, do you? Hey, Mambo, Mambo Italiano. Hey, hey Mambo, Mambo Italiano. Ho, ho, ho. You mixed up a Sicilian.